Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Anyone out there live gluten-free? I'm sure there's loads. I know there is loads. How many people who answered yes actually know what gluten is? Another question. Sarah Kyo is a consultant dietitian and she knows exactly what it is. She's on the line. Sarah, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So you work with the Celiac Society of Ireland. And before we get going on the gluten, what is celiac disease?
So celiac disease is an autoimmune disease which is triggered in people who are sensitive to it once they eat gluten. So what happens is if you have celiac disease and you eat gluten, it causes a lot of damage to your gut. And so people can get problems like diarrhea, constipation, bloating, stomach problems. But the gluten travels, so people can get migraines, pins and needles in their fingers. They can have fatigue. They can have low iron, low vitamin D. They can have infertility, miscarriage, early menopause, cancer, osteoporosis, really a lot of nasty things. But the nice thing about celiac disease is once you're diagnosed and treated, all your risks go back to normal. So it's actually really important to get diagnosed if you think you have any kind of gluten intolerance.
Would you say that a lot of people go undiagnosed for a very long time in this country?
Well, across the world, we know that at least 75% of people with celiac disease are missed. We should have around 70,000 people diagnosed with celiac disease in Ireland. We think we've about 15,000. So we are missing a lot of people who are really suffering and don't know why.
And how do you get tested? I mean, how do you do that?
So the most important thing to do is keep eating gluten. The big mistake most people make is they think, oh, I think wheat doesn't suit me, I'll go off gluten. The problem is as soon as you go off the gluten, all your celiac tests will come back negative, even if you are celiac. So number one, keep eating gluten. Then you go to your GP. Do not do any other allergy tests anywhere else. Straight to your GP, who will do a blood test for you. And if that blood test is positive, you will then also need a biopsy. Very important to get both. And you have to keep eating gluten between your blood test and your biopsy. So that's the most difficult part for people, is thinking, well, I have to keep eating gluten. But it's GP, it's blood test followed by a biopsy.
Okay, so having celiac disease is pretty serious business. Let's talk about gluten, because I know a lot of people don't eat it. And I think a lot of people who don't eat it are doing it for various reasons. But what is gluten, first of all?
So gluten is a type of protein that you'd find in wheat, rye and barley. And what it is, it's a very sticky, stretchy kind of protein. So what it does is if you're making bread, you know when the bread rises up and you get little air bubbles in it? Well, it's the gluten that actually stretches. And then when it's heated, it sets. So that's what keeps your bread risen. So basically, gluten is the thing that gives you lovely, nice, tasty bread. But it's a type of protein, fundamentally, is kind of what it is.
Okay. How did it become a dietary choice for so many people?
It just came out as a massive fad there about 10 years ago. I mean, celiac disease has always been with us. And, you know, for people who truly and genuinely need to avoid it. And like, you can have celiac disease. You can also have, there is another condition called non-celiac gluten intolerance, which is also completely valid. And a lot of people will feel sick with that. But about sort of 10 years ago, someone just dreamed up the latest fad. You know how it is in nutrition. You know, one year nobody's allowed to eat carbohydrates and some other year you're not allowed to eat fat. You know, then we had the years where you weren't allowed to eat gluten. So a lot of people did jump on that bandwagon for a few years. That has definitely faded away. People I'm meeting now who are avoiding gluten either are celiac or they have some version of non-celiac gluten intolerance with it. But yeah, it was a huge fad for a while.
It was a huge fad. I have a little clip here of Jimmy Kimmel, the Jimmy Kimmel Show years ago. And they went around asking Californians what was gluten. Have a listen to this. They asked a lot of Californians who practiced a gluten-free diet, if they knew what it was, to be specific.
What is gluten?
Well, as far as for me, how it affects my body.
But what is gluten?
Oh, this is pretty sad because I don't know.
What is gluten?
Gluten's in bread. It's a flour derivative, wheat, things like that.
It's a flour derivative.
Like a bread. It's like bread. Things like that. Pastries.
It's in those things.
Yeah, it's in those things.
But what is it exactly?
Gluten is it's like a grain, right?
What is gluten?
It is a part, I believe, of the wheat that I really don't know.
Okay, so they really didn't know. Do you think now, 2023, you think we get a better answer now for people who are gluten?
No, I really don't. If you're actually celiac, most people who are celiac would know.
Yes,
but you know
course.
What? It is kind of a detailed thing. You know, but I do love that when people jump on sort of fashion bandwagons with nutrition. Yeah, and there's a lot of fads, you know. But I think the problem with the fad as it was is it made lots of people think that if someone was celiac, that they were just doing a fad. And they weren't looking at it as this quite serious disease. And I think the biggest mistake people make with it is they don't realize that very tiny amounts of gluten are a problem. That, you know, if you have 20 millionths of your food is gluten, that's enough to be a reaction for someone with celiac disease. So a gluten-free muffin that touches an ordinary muffin is no longer gluten-free. Like, it is literally that bad. And people do think celiacs are crazy. Like, I had a video up on my Instagram page there at Sarah Kyo RD a while ago, and it was so funny the amount of celiacs came back to me and said, people just don't know how serious or how annoying it is, how detailed it needs to be. And I suppose for us with the Celiac Society, it's to really say it's not a fad. It is a genuine medical condition. It really does need this kind of treatment for it.
The gluten-free aisle in the shops, unmissable these days, and they're not cheap either. So if it's not a medical issue, would you advise people just to go back to the other aisles?
If they're not having symptoms or reactions to it, you know, I have to say very few people are buying expensive gluten-free food if they don't need to. As I said, when it was a big fad, definitely that was there.
Okay.
But it's less common now, and it is brilliant that it's there. But yeah, there's a huge issue around how expensive it is. And if you families were, and celiac disease runs in families where you might have two or three people, and the bread is like three times the price that it might be ordinarily. And it's not just bread, you know, you can get gluten in ketchup and mayonnaise. So it might mean that the cheaper brand has gluten in it, so you then have to buy the more expensive brand to be gluten free. So there is a huge cost to people with celiac disease with this. And it goes beyond even the gluten free aisle. It literally travels your stock cubes, everything. You can have gluten in so many different foods.
Wow. You have an event in Cork. What's going on?
We do. So we have started running a gluten-free roadshow. We had the first one in Tullamore last year, and we have the next one now is in Cork this weekend. So it's in the Rochestown Park Hotel on Sunday, and it is a tremendous event. We have dietitians coming in to do speed clinics and answer questions for people. I'm going to be speaking on the lovely topic of when the gluten-free diet isn't working, which often happens. We have a gastroenterologist coming to talk about when to get tested. So even if you're not celiac, if you're not sure, you think you might be, this is a brilliant event for you to come along to and find out, you know, do I need to be tested? Tickets are available on Eventbrite, but if you go to celiac.ie, that's there. It's also up on my bio on Instagram at Sarah Kyo RD if people want to have a look at the link there. And it's really just to give people all the information that they need to be able to come along with us. We've loads of experts. We've a guaranteed gluten-free lunch, which is what people always love, is they come in and they know they don't have to worry about cross-contamination or what might be in it. So we'll have a couple of hundred celiacs there, loads of information for everybody. There's going to be cookery demonstrations. Our chef is going to be there. And we're really delighted that Dunn's is supporting us in sponsoring it for the day as well. So I would just say anyone who thinks they might have any issues around gluten, come along to us in the Rochestown Park Hotel on Sunday.
Sarah, a couple of texts in. Somebody said, you mentioned a test involves a blood test and a biopsy. A biopsy of what?
Well, so basically it would be a camera that goes down, goes into your mouth and down into your stomach, and they take a little biopsy of your small intestine. So it needs to be what we call an endoscopy. And the gastroenterologist will do that. But before anybody panics, they will sedate you for it. I've had it done myself. It is a total non-event, nothing to worry about at all. It's not painful. And it's just a little, they take a tiny little piece. They should take four little pieces out of your small bowel, and then they will check them and see if it shows signs of celiac disease.
Sounds like loads of fun. Someone else said,
fine. It really is.
Okay. Good to know. Can you get a negative blood test for celiac disease with the GP, even if you have eaten gluten up to that test?
You can. And that's a really, really important question, because around 10% of people with celiac disease will actually be negative on the blood test. That's why you have to have the biopsy.
Okay.
So the blood test is a screen. It is not a diagnosis. Now, it can be in children, but that's a whole other day's discussion. Mm-hmm. But for adults, the blood test is a screen. So if you have symptoms, and even if the blood test is negative, if you actually still think, look, I might be celiac, if I have symptoms, if I also have low iron, or if someone in my family is celiac, your doctor will often still send you for the biopsy just to rule it out. Because we do definitely, around 10% of people will always be negative on the blood test, even if they are celiac.
Okay, lovely. And thank you for all that information. There we go. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today. That was consultant dietitian Sarah Kyo. And more information about the event in Cork and loads more is at celiac.ie.
Jem Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.